There's been more violence in Iraq today. The director of CARE International in Iraq was kidnapped in Baghdad. CARE International is a private humanitarian group of the sort that has had to generally leave or keep its activities very low profile in Iraq because of security concerns. Details are just emerging about what has happened to Margaret Hassan, the director of CARE International. The organization has said that it knows of no reason why she would have been abducted. This is one of two stories that NPR's Emily Harris is covering from Baghdad today. And Emily, first, with this kidnapping, what happened?
Well, we know that this happened pretty early this morning, about 7:45. CARE International knows that Margaret was kidnapped because there were witnesses in the office at the time that it happened. There's not a lot more details available at this point in time, but it sounds like it possibly could have been something similar to the incident in which two Italian aid workers were kidnapped. In that particular instance, people came to the office, looked for the people by name, and took them away. Now, Margaret Hassan has lived here for at least a couple of decades. She's done humanitarian work for a long time here. She's married to an Iraqi. She has UK and Iraqi citizenship. And the main question at this time is really who kidnapped her, because there are a range of groups here in Iraq who regularly kidnap foreigners and Iraqis, and they have different aims, some to just collect money, some to kill people to make political statements.
There's been no claim of responsibility that's been reported yet.
Not at this time.
Okay, now another story that you're covering, I know, Emily, there's been a major mortar attack in Iraq, larger than the typical mortar attack that comes from time to time there.
Yeah, this happened about 9:45 a.m. This happened at a big base north of Baghdad. It's a National Guard base, mostly a training base. There were four people killed, but a large number of people were injured, about 80 people injured. TV pictures showed a huge plume of smoke rising basically out of the countryside. This is a fairly rural area. U.S. facilities, actually, two U.S. military hospitals took most of the wounded, and a spokesperson told me that some of them are only lightly wounded, some are quite badly wounded. About 20 went to an Iraqi hospital. We went up to the Iraqi hospital today and tried to find people to talk to. We spoke to one member of the National Guard whose leg was bandaged. He was walking slowly to a car and accompanied by someone who identified himself as military intelligence. And basically all he would say is, "They hit us. They hit us."
Although the number of casualties you just mentioned would suggest that this is much more than just a single shot that was fired by somebody who then ran away.
The National Guardsman we spoke to at the hospital did say that there were multiple hits that hit the base this morning.
Now, these mortars that were used in this attack, aren't these the very kinds of weapons that the Iraqi military and the Iraqi authorities are trying to buy back from the populace?
Yeah, absolutely. The main weapons that are being used by the insurgents in Iraq are mortars, rockets. Also, they're using mortar shells and other artillery shells to make homemade bombs that they either put alongside the street or other places. The government has just announced their intentions to start a nationwide program to try to buy back weapons in an attempt to get them off the street. They're kind of planning to model it on a weapons buyback program that happened, just is still going on actually, in Sadr City, an area of Baghdad where there was fierce fighting between a Shiite militia and U.S. forces for quite a number of weeks before this weapons buyback program started last week.
Well, granting it's just started, but what does this all say about the success of the buyback program?
Well, the Iraqi officials say they're pretty happy with the way the Sadr City buyback program has been going. The problem with these programs, of course, is that it's not hard to get more weapons here. And even in the Sadr City program, we haven't yet gotten any numbers of how many weapons were turned in or an assessment of the quality. Also haven't gotten a sense of how much money's been paid out. And one concern, of course, is the money you give for old weapons, people perhaps can turn around and use it to buy new weapons.
We've been talking to NPR's Emily Harris in Baghdad. Emily, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.